三件说当时去说那么想去把土他给世界地表说那么钱把他跟着送给我三件说当时去说那么想去把土他给世界地表说那么钱把他跟着送给我求三件说当时去说那么老一想去把土他那给学习这边做那么点多大分析三界的话
新加坡也平安。阿弥。I think this chart is all one we did in 2003. So those we have don't take. You know, only new one they take this one. Yeah.对不起，等到今天恰当说完了，现在说几道，等到宁波其他人。 nimbo chita le tsulani. Di she kabla ta nyi mudu wata lamchi, lamchi namshala nyaba kyabas. Tela nimbo lembe tsu nyi saji sinat tengudu wa, ta lamchi namshala nyaba kyabas se di pata tsulani.
So on page 43 of your textbook, yeah, right at the top. Okay, we are the section which is how to take full advantage of a life of freedoms and opportunities. So that is that will be covered in two parts, A and B. So A is how to develop certain knowledge of a general presentation of the path, and B is the actual way of taking a full advantage of a human life of freedoms and endowments. Yeah. So of these two, we will now be looking at the first one. Okay? Ole. So I guess it may be better if we were to base our discussion on this the chart that has been given out.
Yeah.
The Buddha gave a variety of teachings. So the Buddha, while he was on the path, he worked hard to accumulate the collections of merit and wisdom for a very long period of time. Yeah, he did so for over a period of three countless great eons. And why did he do that? Who did he do it for? He did it in order to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. So he accumulated the collections for us sentient beings. And in the end, he achieved full enlightenment. And he achieved the full enlightenment for the benefit of sentient beings. Yeah. Okay. So how does the Buddha benefit us sentient beings? So primarily he benefits the sentient beings by giving teachings. If you remember the statement that the Buddhas liberate by teaching suchness. Okay, so the Buddha the Buddha benefits our sentient beings through giving us the sentient beings these teachings. So, and all the teachings that the Buddha gave can be subsumed into the path of the three types of persons.
What
So, you know, the Buddha works for the benefit and the welfare of the sentient beings. Yeah. So, if you look at the goals or the welfare of sentient beings, you can basically categorize all these and goals and welfare of sentient beings and happiness of sentient beings into two. The provisional goal and the final goal. Okay? Or in terms of objectives, yeah. What we're trying to achieve. Provisional objective, provisional goal. Provisional means temporary. Huh? And then there's the final goal. Okay? The final goal is known as definite goodness. Definite goodness, yeah. So definite goodness includes both liberation and full enlightenment. The provisional goal is that of high status. So if you look, so basically these are the three goals, yeah. Okay, provisional and final, when elaborated, you have these three, and they are indicated in the star-like thing, you know. You see them? There's these three star-like All the teachings that the Buddha gave are meant for us as sentient beings to either achieve the goal of high status. This is a literal translation. High status usually is translated directly as the meaning is the good rebirth. Yeah, but you know the actual way it is in Tibetan is high status. Yeah. So, okay. So it's either for that, or to achieve liberation, or to achieve full enlightenment, okay?
What to say? That in there, shop, the name, got it. That in there, get up, and is it that me so soon set that on that? That another tinde me chamber sum you dish, that on that. What in there, to beggy, that concert, medal sum, what in there, you dead, that you would chumo.
So these are the three goals or objectives that one can achieve. Yeah. So as such, therefore, in terms of the persons, the people achieving these goals. You can therefore categorize them into three types, isn't it? So these are what we call the three types of persons, yeah.
Yeah. 소셰디 다 디부충 캬버진세시 디카르스나 심마 튼드니니시다
So you have the three types of persons. Let's look at the first type of person. The first type of person is known as the person of a small capacity. Okay. So in general, the person of small capacity refers to those who are just concerned with the affairs and the happiness of this life alone. It also includes persons who are primarily concerned with the happiness of their future lives. Okay, so in general, the persons of small capacity are as such. But in this context, when we talk about the person of small capacity here, we are not referring to the first one, those who are just primarily concerned or preoccupied with the affairs and happiness of this life. We are more concerned with the second one. Yeah, so this is like the specific person of small capacity, okay?
Oh, Toshine, that
in this context, when we are talking about a person of small capacity, we are primarily referring to the person who is mainly motivated, looking for the happiness of future lives. Yeah. Okay. So that is like the special person of small capacity. Yeah. Okay. In order to be a person of small capacity, you need to have this preoccupation, interest, looking more for the happiness of future lives. But that alone is not enough. Yeah. In order to be a person of small capacity, that person must have entered an unmistaken path and method that will help them achieve the happiness of future lives.
This one.
Boleh? Do anybody want to try summarizing this in simple English? Then you know, we can.
This one. That. Jibu chungo di shi jiwa. Kap di jibu chungo chabar chen se di shi jai. Di kande jiwa di sana. Shima tundu nyangai shi kwa. Te zam ki mi dinga di ding du. Da shima ngundu dhubi ki tab ma na wa jila. Lum ye shi kwa shi da tu.
Okay, so here we are now looking at what a person of small capacity is. Yeah, correct. I mean, we say that there are people of small capacity. What exactly are they? You know, we have to know, like, you know, their characteristics, isn't it? Yeah. So a person of small capacity here refers to the genuine person of small capacity, the one. Who is primarily interested in the happiness of their future lives. Okay? And on top of that, this person must have entered an unmistaken path or must be engaged in an unmistaken method that will actually confer upon them what they are looking for, happiness in the future lives. Boleh?
This one. That one. That looks in that on that you chung say the cup the shade, that you would chung a cabbage and shady, that's penachime, that penamon to put some chocolate mixture, that did turn the yangish. Robert Tunisu, that did Tom Dog look to Nishimu Yangish. Your chair, and it tigula, tigu manual Junishi quash. That teller, that you would chung say that.
Okay, So a genuine person of a small capacity, so you know, the one is the one who is strongly motivated, you know, to achieve, you know, the goal of high status, good rebirth. And not only just having the interest, but that person is also actively creating the causes to achieve that goal of high status. Bole. So these are important concepts. You should try to understand it, and you should not only understand it, you have to, I mean, literally memorize it. You have to keep it in your mind. So if there's anything that you are unsure about, then you can ask me. Okay? So the path of a person of small capacity, although in general involves many elements, but the primary elements or the primary practice of a person of small capacity, the primary practices are here in the chart it says going for refuge to the three jewels, and keeping the ethics or practicing the ethics of intentionally avoiding the 10 non-virtuous actions. So these practices of intentionally avoiding the 10 non-virtuous actions and going for refuge to the three, going for refuge, or taking refuge in the three jewels, are the primary practices of a person of genuine small capacity. But these practices are also done by someone, is also done by, or needs to be done by someone who is of great capacity. So these practices are, or the path of a person of small capacity, these practices form, as you can see in the box, the path that is shared. Path that is shared with the person of small capacity. So these primary practices, besides being the practice of a person of genuine small capacity, but these are also practices that need to be done by a person of great capacity, isn't it? So therefore these practices become also, these practices are paths, this is a path that is shared with a person of small capacity. You follow that? So if it is shared, that means there must be something that is unshared, isn't it? So the path of the person of great capacity is that, is the path that is unshared.
Yare yamar ta jamba sulure
So is there such a thing as an unshared partner? Yeah. For the elders, not elders, elders,
seniors. Yeah, we haven't finished the lamrim, that one. Yes? Jibu chunga tuma mabe lam yore ves.
Is there an unshared path? Is there an unshared path of the persons of small capacity? Is there an unshared path of the persons of small capacity?
This question is clear for you? Yeah. We have completed the basic program, that one question for them. Yeah. New one, you don't need to worry.
If there is a shared path, and in this case, we are talking about a path that is shared with the person of small capacity. No, if there's a thing as a shared path, then there must also be an unshared path, isn't it? I mean, generally in outside, you hear the word. It's translated as common and uncommon. Yeah, you hear the word, but I don't think it's not a very accurate translation. Shared and unshared in this context is better. Okay, not common, uncommon. But shared and unshared.
Yeah.
So, is there an unshared? How do you say a path that is unshared? Oh, I also don't know what I'm saying. No, where to put the shed, in front or behind? The seniors should answer the question, not the. If you're not a senior, what are you? I don't know what to say. I wouldn't want to use the word newbie. No? Junior.
No, come, pastor.
Not exactly.
Say.
Yes or no?
Yeah, say. Give the example.
Yes or no?
First, you get the question. You're not getting question, look like.
In the monastery, you get a tar, no?
No, first you get the question correct. Because how you answer, you're not getting the question, I know.
In simple English, is there an uncommon path of a person of small capacity? Or is there an unshared path of a person of small capacity?
That's the question. Yeah? You talk about middle and great in the destination. Yeah. Cecilia? Yeah. Answer. Huh? I see. Everything must share. You saying that? No. Everything must share. You saying that now? Must share. Must share. Must share with the great capacities. You sure? Okay.
Must share. So the person of great capacity aims for a good river.
Yeah, Benny. Yeah.
Yes or no? You know, like go casino. Black, white, you know, simple. Kai pai. Basically, what the question is asking is there something that is a path of a person of small capacity and not anything else? Path of a person of great capacity, path of a person of medium capacity. Yeah, because it is not the path of small capacity. No, it's not like that. Is there something? No, I don't think you guys got the question.
First you get clear question.
Is there an uncommon path of a person of small capacity?
Yes.
Unshared path. Okay. Example?
Good. Who teach you? Who teach? I think it must be somebody messaging to you.
Is his answer correct or not? Is the answer correct or not? So he's saying basically that the persons of middling and high capacity, they don't want a good rebirth, no?
Yes.
Huh? They don't want it? Only good rebirth. Only good rebirth.
Yes. Only good rebirth. 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 Only good rebirth.
So, if we say that just practicing, for example, the ethics of avoiding the 10 non-virtues with the specific intention of achieving, or with the specific intention of only achieving a good rebirth, so does this become an unshared path of the person of small capacity? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yeah. Answer is yes. Huh? Bro, di nyam di dende lam nyam sanang ni kibu chungwa ma do thakba chumbe lenga ma re thakba dingge nyam sanang ma ro ta. Bro.
Is yes, yeah? Why? Because the persons of middling capacity or medium capacity and the persons of great capacity do not practice such a path to achieve good rebirth. Just yeah.
Oh, kazan tinese kazan gangla chikdo sare ngzo ta jingguang lan zhe teme ge lam de tamje teme ge lam tamje jibu chimbe.
So in the earlier section when we're talking about the greatness of the Lam Rim, yeah. So it was mentioned that the person of great capacity, a person who aiming for the Mahayana path, yeah, that person need not practice everything that is included in the Hinayana path, isn't it?
So
it's very clear, yeah, in the earlier section, when we were talking about the greatness of the teachings, yeah. So there it says that a person, a Mahayanist, A person who wants to enter the minor path, practicing the minor path, that person must practice the Hinayana path. But having said that, it's not necessary that that person need to practice every single thing that is contained in the Hinayana path. So it is mentioned very clearly. So what illustration was given in the text? We have covered this. What illustration was given in the text? What illustration?
Okay, good. That one is getting better and better.
Yeah, Hong. So, from this you can see that we should not think that after we have just after studying the whatever subject matter just once, then we kind of sit there and feel satisfied and thinking that I kind of know the subject. Yeah, but it is not true. So if we think and if we think like this, then it's a mistake. Yeah, because you can see we should not be satisfied and with just looking at it once. You know? We should look at it over and over again because there will always be questions, things that we have not fully understood yet. Yeah? So in order to highlight this, that's why I'm asking questions in class. So especially these questions are aimed at the those of you who have done the studies in the past. Yeah, these questions are not directed at the those of you who did not do the previous basic program, let's say. So if we are talking about we are talking about the three types of persons, yeah. So here we have started looking at the person of small capacity. So we are talking about a person of genuine small capacity. This person is only looking, a person of genuine small capacity is only looking for high status, a good rebirth. So he has very strong interest to achieve a good rebirth. And not only that, he is engaging in an unmistaken method to achieve this goal. And what is the unmistaken method? Primarily, going for refuge to the three jewels and living an ethical way of life, intentionally avoiding the 10 non-virtuous actions. Okay. So what are the results of his practices? High status, good rebirth. So it's very clear what a person of small capacity is. You know what this person is looking for and what he or she must do in order to achieve what he or she is looking for. It's very clear, yeah? Okay? You know the goal, you know the method, yeah? So this is something that you must understand, okay?
Okay?
So as such, therefore, there is a unshared, there is a unshared path or uncommon path of the person of small capacity. There is also a path that is shared with a person of small capacity. You follow? You cannot say that the path unshared, yeah. You cannot. When we say shared, we have to say path shared with person of small capacity. But when we use the word unshared, we cannot just switch. You know, we can then say path unshared with the person of small capacity. Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway. There's the uncommon path of the person of small capacity, and there is a path that is shared with the person of small capacity. The English is very important, though.
Okay. All right. What to say? That dinema, that you would ding say, that the not you chung at it, that dinem, that you would ding say, this you had.
Okay, so next, we will look at what a person of medium capacity is. Yeah. Take win.
What?
No, his answer was to the second question. His answer was not to the first question. That answer was. I think we are going to reach this. It's the second star soon. So I think the answer will be revealed, I think. So a person of medium capacity is looking to achieve liberation from cyclic existence alone. Yeah, he's someone who is disenchanted with samsara, with cyclic existence. Someone who definitely wants to, has this feeling of definitely wanting to get out of samsara. Okay, so and with this motivation, then this person then engages in the method or the path that will lead to this goal. Yeah. So such a person is called a person of medium capacity. So a person of medium capacity is someone who is looking only to achieve liberation from cyclic existence. Okay? So how must this person, what does he need to do in order to achieve this goal? He needs to train in the path. Yeah? Primarily, he needs to generate renunciation. Yeah? This is the common translation, renunciation. Yeah? But sometimes I feel like saying determination to be free. Okay, and then on the basis, then he practices the three higher trainings. Okay.
What to say? That in there, so many dogala. That the jibu ding say, the jibu ding mo say the. That
This is the training of a person of genuine or middle medium capacity. Generating the thought of renunciation or the determination to be free and the practice of the three higher trainings, they also constitute the path that is shared with a person of medium capacity. So this is a path that is shared, yeah. It's a shared path, yeah. It's a common path, shared with who? This is something that the person of a great capacity also needs to, something that the person of great capacity will need to practice also. So therefore it is common, yeah, in that sense, so it's shared, yeah. So this is something that a person of great capacity would need to practice. So if there is a path that is shared with a person of medium capacity, then there must be an unshared path of the person of medium capacity, isn't it? So the unshared path would be practicing, generating the thought of renunciation, the determination to be free, and practicing the three higher trainings with the intention of achieving only liberation from cyclic existence. So by putting this into practice, a person of medium capacity would then achieve liberation, tiyatore, liberation from samsara. As for the liberation that is achieved, there are two types. I don't know how you say it. Anyway, you either achieve the liberation of a hearer or solitary realizer. So the Hinayana path can be divided into two. The path of the hearer or the path of a solitary realizer. Both are Hinayana paths. And as such, with regards to the liberation that is achieved, therefore you can posit two. The two Hinayana liberations, what are they? The liberation of a hearer, achieved by a hearer, and the liberation that is achieved by a solitary realizer. So the details of these paths, what is a Hinayana path, and then what is a Sahira's path, we divide it into two, what is the Sahira's path, and what is the, what we call it, the solitary realizer's path, and then what are the differences between these two Hinayana paths and so forth. This will be covered in the in the future when we look at the tenets, Buddhist tenets or Buddhist philosophical systems. They agree,
wonderful.
So it's clear what a person of medium capacity is and what are the practices that he needs to do. Okay, next we'll look at what a person of great capacity is. Oh yeah, something I remember. They usually translate as the three scopes, Scopes. I'm not exactly sure scope, Like when I hear of scope, it's like telescope, microscope, that kind of thing. Generally, they translate as scopes, a lot of people. But maybe. So a person of a great capacity is someone who when motivated by great compassion and concern for sentient beings, then the person, because of being unable to bear the sufferings of sentient beings, then wishes to free all sentient beings from their suffering. And in order to achieve that, then the person aims to achieve the state of full enlightenment. Okay, so that is his goal. And in order to achieve this goal of full enlightenment, then the person of great capacity would then engage in the practices of the six perfections and or the yogas of the two levels. So the person of great capacity is a the goal is to achieve the state of full enlightenment, Buddhahood, so that he or she can liberate all living beings, all sentient beings, from suffering. So in order to achieve this goal, this person cultivates the Mahayana path. The Mahayana path. The Mahayana path is the method to achieve the goal of full enlightenment, isn't it? The Mahayana path can be divided into two. The or the mayana can be divided into two. The paramitayana, which is the perfection vehicle, or the mantra vehicle, or vajrayana. Bole. Is there, yeah? Like a box.
That in there, swing to Gala, that on that, Namjen to be a tabla, that part of the chip, Tebekamne, and Sanjadan, Chicksunky, Taganashi, that Gideoma Sundi Negablo, and Sanjadan Rimbajik Sung, Taganashi, Karsore Pogi. I'm not Lamigi Kamne, young Sanjay Rimbat Midawa, that Sanjadan Midawa Rimbasum, but in this, the Sanjadan Midawa Rimbasum Sung.
So here you can see there are three. In order to achieve full enlightenment, you need to enter and practice the Mayana path. Yeah? The Mayana path, here in this diagram, you can see that there can be three different Mayana paths, yeah? According to this chart. Yeah? There is the path of the perfection vehicle, that's one. There is also the path of the three lower tantras. Then there is also the path of highest yoga tantra.
What in the sun? That on dying, paro de chimbe tekbe, and it's sign jay, tap de karsina, so karsina, par karsortanda. Chanchu should sim ke, and it's a dinema, and it's you. Mersen tamjat jamstang ani juk dom le ya an tine len je ani chi zo phar le chim ba tu la lap che la tine sang je chi sung yo le.
Okay, so there are these three different Mahayana approaches, yeah. So let's look at the first one. A person who is traversing on the path of the perfection vehicle. So for someone who is traversing this path of the perfection vehicle, what does he or she practice? So first, this person develops bodhicitta, the altruistic intention. Yeah. Then he generates the wish to achieve enlightenment that comes with a commitment. Then that person takes on the engaged bodhisattva vow, and then trains in the six perfections.
What do you need? That's Sanjay Rinpoche. That don't die. That don't do nothing. That tapse ni. That tapse ni la tene. Don't that Sanjay come to be.
So this is. So these are the stages. You know, of a person who is traversing the path of the perfection vehicle. So basically, this, if you look at the box, basically in essence, by depending on the union of method and wisdom, this person achieves full enlightenment.
What do you mean? That's the way to go. That's the way.
So the perfection vehicle, it being a method path to achieve full enlightenment, but it is a path that requires the accumulation of the collections of merit and wisdom over a very long period of time. Over a period of three great countless eons.
What in this? 다 주제 엄마 숨 수도다 자주 주주 내주 주 신에 다 주제 엄마 숨 수다 나다 디신에 다 주제 엄마 숨지 깝라 다 던다 다 던다 다게 림니게 내주로 신에 다 던다니 다 세제에 세메게 내주로 왔더니 람냠네 제조 디니 차게요데 다 딘데지 냠수 랑발라 냠네 야고용화라 다 아 아니지 다 이제 테네송베 온 슈고에 다 온 슈베 원도 다 장도 랭고에 어디 송고야래.
Then as for the path of the as for the Mahayana path of the three lower tantras, the element of the path of the three lower tantras basically the stages of the yogas here. So the main practice here in the three lower tantras or one on the path is these two yogas. Yoga with signs and yoga without signs. And in order to be able to do these practices, that person must take the relevant, must receive a great initiation of the relevant or class of tantra, and before receiving empowerment, then the person must take the bodhisattva vow.
Oh, tinesine, tinema, ota cezo de cemege nejo labche, ta tonda ni ta sanje gimbaji kute ama sumne chik sungu yariya. Tia got such a Lucilla Sanjay and I'm sure Sungu Yamar, Tikala, Zota. The part of the Chimbi Tapa Nashi, Kalji Tomasum, Yamsosa, Toguyo, Tilly Nuro Chaguare, Sunda, Tay Rinsin Duce, Anishi, Serap Mambo de Tube, Tinde Delata, Anishi, Sonamda, Hishi, so Anishi, Nurdu Satube, Sunny Nurdu Satube, Tapsim, Chabajin, Sungu Yore, or Tinde Tobe, Sanjay, Sungu.
Okay, so so the Mahayana path of the three lower tantras is a path to achieve enlightenment. Yeah. So, and if one is following the path of the three lower tantras, primarily one has to cultivate these two yogas: the yoga with signs and the yoga without signs. And by doing so, one will achieve full enlightenment. Okay. In the three lower tantras. There is no talk of achieving enlightenment in one lifetime and one lifetime in one body. But nevertheless, it is a path that is much quicker than the perfection vehicle. Okay, so in the path of the three lower tantras, one while traversing those paths, one need not. One need not take such a long time, such as three great countless eons, in order to finish the accumulation of the collection of merit and wisdom. Yeah. So in the path of the three lower tantras, there are special methods which speeds up the accumulation of both the collection of merit and wisdom. So in general, it's a much quicker path than the perfection vehicle.
What did they assume? That Tinema, energy, that Tapa, Lame, Kabla, that young Kalsore, young Lam Juke, the Sanjay, the Bajisungare, that Tunda, Tia Taganashi, energy, that Change, Om Shubala, that Change Simba, Nagatama Shugwe, Tinde Shuni, that Give Rimba, Zoberimba, Lam Rimbanilla, Lapche, that young.
Then you have the path of the highest yoga tantra, so which is also an explanation of one way of achieving enlightenment. So according to this path, in order to enter and practice this path, one has to first receive the relevant initiation empowerment, and when taking an empowerment of a higher Sukha Tantra, one has to take and abide by the Bodhisattva and the Tantric vow. And then on the basis, then one engages in the practices of the two stages, the generation stage and the completion stage. And through these practices, then one achieves full enlightenment. So the path of High Sukha Tantra is a method, you know, to achieve enlightenment much quicker than the path of the three lower tantras. It is said that one can achieve the state of full enlightenment in one lifetime and in one body by depending on the path of High Sukha Tantra. So in the path of High Sukha Tantra, there are special methods, you know, explanations of how to quickly amass or accumulate the collection of method and collection of merit and wisdom.
Lam Yongzo, Kandesires in that God that in the Zresha, Sinuloy to Chachi to that to Sugar, Roina, that was shipped Sabu Chela, Tango, Tazan Yungala, that long at Tazan Machabo to the Tazan ship to Shay Yungare, and that did that was rope to Sugar.
So, I gave you this short explanation because we are now at the outline. Which is basically, you know, how to develop, you know, how to develop, not knowledge, you know, how to develop certain knowledge, you know, of the general presentation of the path, you see, you know, to have an overview. You know. So for that purpose, I explained, I said what I said today, yeah. So this is just to give you a rough understanding of the whole scheme of things. Yeah. But in order to be able to go into the details of what I've just explained, you will need to have finished the entire basic program. Otherwise, not possible. This must be the longest Akan Datang. Yeah. You know, you go to movie, Akan Datang normally is only like 1 month or 1 week. But this is, it takes 5 years. So if there's anything in the chart, that you are still not clear about, something that you, if there's anything that you wished to be clarified, you can bring it up right now. Microphone, please. Mrs. Shui? Hey, no harm introducing yourself as well, so everybody can. Press, I think you have to press and hold, I think, until you see a green light.
Hi, I'm Stephen Chin from Group 1. Ken Rinpoche, Group 1. trying to be good.
Good. Jose. Jose.
Jose.
Okay.
Ken Rinpoche, if I look at the, strictly from the chart, right?
Yes.
If a person were to take perfection vehicle and then via the lower tantra to enlightenment, is there a possibility where the person take lower tantra and then to the highest HYT then enlightenment? Because if that's the case, I don't see the connecting link from the lower tantra into the HYT then enlightenment. Can a person go through this route?
So the essence of the question is, can someone who has entered the path of the lower tantras then halfway or whatever way decide to jump ship?
Must win.
Cannot.
If you don't have a overall understanding of all the treatises, so if you hear this explanation, you may run into some difficulty. So long, in response to that question, you know, we can say, it's quite easy to say, yes, you can enter the paths of any of the lower tantras, then, you know, you can switch over to the path of higher circle tantra, and then, you achieve enlightenment. It's possible, definitely possible, The perfection, the path for the perfection vehicle is the Mayana path, which leads to enlightenment. By perfection vehicle in Sanskrit is Paramita Yana. Okay, so by depending on this vehicle, you can achieve enlightenment. But from the perspective of high sugar tantra, one cannot achieve enlightenment just by practicing the perfection vehicle alone. Understand the word alone? So if you don't have an overview of the framework, the entire framework on all the different scriptures, and then it might be difficult to understand, and you may think how can it be, you know? Huh? Wow, we practice Da Chen, wow, 简教不可以成佛, that kind of thing, you know. So, from the perspective of Hai Su Tantra, by depending on the path of the perfection vehicle alone, one cannot achieve enlightenment. One must practice Tantra, and within the four classes of Tantra, one must definitely practice highest Yoga Tantra. This is from the perspective of highest Yoga Tantra, yeah?
So this is something
which we will slowly come to an ascertainment, yeah? Something that we will come to a conclusion slowly. We will need to continue to look at all these different modules in the program, and then to looking at them, studying them, then discussing, and then analyzing and doing investigation. Only then will we be able to come to some kind of conclusion or an ascertainment. Yeah. Okay.
Stand, old man.
So I have two questions. The first one is that from a perspective of someone who is in the small capacity, if the two main practices of going for refuge and cultivating the 10 non-virtuous actions are the main practice, how does renunciation of the present life fit into the picture as the main practice for someone who is intent on achieving high rebirth in the next life? Because we all understand that things like renouncing the 8 worldly concerns, which are concerns of the emphasis of happiness of current life, is the sort of another form of renunciation for someone aiming for high rebirth. So how would that fit into the main practice? Because it was mentioned just now that only two, going for refuge to the three jewels and cultivating the 10 non-virtues, are the main practice. Cultivating the 10 virtuous actions, abandoning the 10 non-virtues. Did I say something wrong? Okay, cultivating the 10 virtues and abandoning the 10 non-virtues.
What you said was my practice, yeah.
So my question in essence is, how does renunciation for emphasis of current life, present life, fit into the practice of someone who is of small capacity?
Understandable.
Oh, hello, excuse me.
I'll return the mic later.
He's preparing for a debate.
I'm going to go to the next one.
A person of a small capacity, primary interest or goal is the happiness of future lives. Primary. That means he considers that more important than the happiness of this life. But a person of small capacity does not renounce this life's happiness from the heart. How can it be? Because this person considers his rebirth as good. That's why he's looking for another one. His goal is looking for another good rebirth, isn't it? But comparing the happiness of this life and the happiness of future lives, happiness of future lives is something more important. He places more emphasis on the happiness of future lives. So as such, the person of small capacity does not renounce the happiness of this life completely, isn't it? So a person of small capacity does consider the happiness of this life important, but he does not place all the emphasis on it. He places the emphasis on achieving the happiness of future lives. Yeah? Isn't it? Shock, isn't it? Yes, okay.
So the practices of later Tibetan masters talking about renouncing the eight worldly concerns, actually, where does it come in and fit into the picture for someone who is intent on, you know, cultivating the high status, even for those who are shed, you know?
So yes, the practice of reversing the attraction to this life is a practice of a person of small capacity. Because what a person of small capacity, that person is primarily, mainly interested in the happiness of the future lives. He places more importance on the happiness of future lives than the happiness of this life, yeah. More importance, isn't it? So it's not as if the person of small capacity is completely giving up the happiness of this life, yeah. Yeah. But what interferes with the putting more emphasis on the happiness of this of next life? What interferes? The eight worldly concerns. So therefore, in order to be able to place more emphasis on the happiness of future lives, you have to do something with the eight worldly concerns, and that falls under the practice, under the practices of reversing, you know, the attraction to this life. Of course, there are different methods for doing that. Okay.
Yeah.
As such, why is it not in the box, right?
Yeah.
Ask for
so
him.
Can I say that it is subsumed under going for refuge to the three jewels? By having this mindset, automatically you are reversing the attractions of current life. Can I say that that is subsumed under this?
So he's saying that if you have refuge in your mind, have you automatically reverse the attraction or the preoccupation with this life happiness alone?
Genuine refuge.
Yeah, yeah. There's only real refuge. There's a...
What? Kiamdo yana, tini khandes?
Kiamdo yana?
Ani?
Kiamdo yana, tse di na shen, da do ta re.
Do he da kaan he da?
Do ta re kese. Kansi do me na? Ani di box na na shao goro wasa. Box na na shao goro wasa. Tse di na shen, do he nem nendi.
Mara, tse di na shen, do he ke tab la da yung goro wata. Said Nanshin the Dogomaro Tika, Nanshin Duagi, that Lamna Tsongorova. Said Nanshin, Doctor Chigorova, that you would chunga cobbler.
D. Is on the box and the carriage in the Shamin Dusa.
That's all Chinanda Mambu in Rasta Ganga Shaman, that's all to Kashi Shamar Shentan, Benad Nisunga Dunga Sanetan, Chua Mitabo Commandant, Tizoka, no legger or letter. Letter Mambu legged that.
The short answer is this, yeah. Yes, in order we have to reverse the attraction, to get rid of the preoccupation with the happiness of this life, alone. So there are means, there are methods to to overcome that, and we need to strive in those methods. Yeah. But it's just that it is not put in the box. Yeah. Because if you want to put in, there are a lot of things to put there, basically. So here, in the context of a person of small capacity, refuge, you know, refuge here means, you know, the faith, you know, in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha's ability to protect oneself from the sufferings of the lower realms. You must have the faith, and you must have the faith, but you also need the fear. You yourself are afraid of the sufferings of the three lower realms, and you have the faith that the Buddha Dhamma Sangha can protect you from those sufferings. This is what constitutes the refuge of a person of small capacity. So you see, in order to have refuge, you need to have fear of the suffering. You don't want to suffer in the lower realms. Yeah. So, and it's in that context, you know, then we talk about getting a good rebirth, isn't it? Because you fear lower realms means you want a good rebirth, isn't it? So, a person of small capacity, goal is high status, good rebirth, isn't it? In order to be able to achieve that good rebirth, that person must first reduce and weaken the current preoccupation with the happiness of this life, the affairs of this life alone, isn't it? If you don't weaken this current preoccupation with the affairs and happiness of this life alone, then there's no way you will develop, you know, there's no way to want or to wish for a good rebirth, right? Isn't it? So it's in that context, therefore, there's a need, therefore, to reduce the preoccupation with the happiness of this life alone. And it is for this reason, therefore, there is the reflection on meditation on death and impermanence. So when we start the actual practice, you know, of the Lamrim, yeah. So the first one of the very first meditation is the reflection on death and impermanence, yeah. Isn't it? So that is a method to reduce the current preoccupation with the affairs and happiness of this life alone. One of the main reasons why there is such a strong preoccupation with the happiness of this life alone, why there's such a strong emphasis, you know, at the expense of everything else, you know, emphasizing on this life alone. And one of the main reasons is basically this very innate of feeling that everything will remain constant, everything will not change. You know? I mean, in technical Buddhist language, you call it what, apprehension of permanence. Yeah. So in order to overcome this, therefore there is the reflection on death and impermanence. Mike.
Yeah.
Question here. Alamak, sorry.
Sorry, yeah. Hi, I'm Jin Hong from Group One, not Good One. May I ask what's the difference between perfection of wisdom, concentration, and ethics, and higher training in wisdom, concentration, and ethics? Is there any difference?
What?
Labasunda. Labasunda, the something impassioned there.
Allah, something impassioned.
Shut up, impassioned.
Allah.
And the Sutra impassioned. Keep up for it.
Tati, Tatiba, you move over, then a carcina. Carsoletta. That to the interval, you mesh, that corresina, that to new to below your batsamgi, and is it that? And shut up with lava yubi. Shut up with Persian, you sicky, your mother. A queen, Chabacha, to dying daughter, knitted it, that shut up with Persian said, and shut up with lava said, Chabar, you met. Shut up with Persian said, it's all Chanju, simpatic question. Roata. Shut up with Lava said that never to charge you simple.
So, in essence, the question is there a difference between the higher training in ethics and the perfection in ethics and so forth, like, you know, concentration, perfection of concentration, higher training in wisdom, and perfection of wisdom? Yeah. Are there any differences? No? Yes, there is. Just having the wisdom realizing emptiness doesn't make it a perfection of wisdom. Yeah. In order for it to be a perfection of wisdom, it must be conjoined with the altruistic intention, bodhicitta. Then it becomes a perfection of wisdom. Whereas the higher training in wisdom need not necessarily be conjoined with bodhicitta. Okay, Christine, the mic. Yeah. We need to record the questions. Cut.
Just want to ask about one of the 10 endowments from Tuesday's lesson. One of them is being born in a central region means that you are born in an area wherein there are four types of followers who are active. Who are the four types of followers?
The good, the smart, the old and the young.
So,
just joking.
Konamshi said. Konamshi. Do you love at Neta Manila? What in the Sungi are so to love at Netuna Sanjay Demon? Never a Sungi. What is Sunga? Chess and so to do it them and never lion, Yam Nenchini, Kansati, Goguyore. Sanjay Demon Net, Peter Puneta Manesetita, Duala to it, Duad Nemanesia, that Yam Nenchini, Kansala to it, then Yam Nenchia Kansa, so Niganane, that's all Jerome Pamani, Jesu. Jelong Pamani, Jesu Pamani, Rua, Kornam Shimare. Jelong Pamani, Jesu Pamani, the Shiro. Pishin Sai.
Koso Tiyamani. Koso Lady Tiyamani.
There, let us say. So Jelong Pamani.
Jelong Pamani. How the house? Jelong Pamani Tiyamani.
What do you want? Jesu Pamani, Jimmy Pamani, Jinsai, Bizarre. Conto Shira said, Do a name and a condo diagram. So did it, Bizet in some ship, that Jelon Pamani, Jesu Pamani, called Namshis. So that do it, do a Zimedic on the Shagger, did it, that's all. Do it, Tim Sung.
Basically, what are the four, who are the four types of followers here? What is the criteria how do you measure, or what, by what criteria do you say that the Buddha's teachings exist in the world? The Buddha's teachings exist in the world if the higher training in ethics exists. So there are the three scriptural collections, isn't it? What are they? Vinaya, ethical, the scriptural collection of the ethical discipline, Vinaya. Then you have Sutra and knowledge, Abhidharma. Yeah. So whether the teachings exist in the world or not depend on whether the higher training in ethics exists or not. And the prime, so in order for the training in higher training in ethics to exist, there must be practitioners of it. And the main practitioners of it, yeah, are the ordained persons, yeah. So I would think that the four types of followers refer to the fully ordained monk and fully ordained nun, and the novice monk and the novice monk, novice nun.
Back to the chart here. It is okay to say that persons of small capacity are those who engage in the unmistakable method for attaining high rebirth. However, the persons of medium capacity and great capacity, even before they generate genuine renunciation and bodhicitta, at the bottom of the chart, can we call them persons of medium and great capacities? At the bottom of the chart, there are three types of persons, right? Persons of small, medium, and great capacity. Persons of small capacity who intent on the happiness of future life, okay, you know, is already is quite clear. However, persons of medium and great capacity, before they even generate renunciation and bodhicitta respectively, and enter their respective paths, here they are already considered those persons of those capacities, even before they entered their respective paths by generating renunciation and bodhicitta respectively. So can we call these persons from the very beginning persons of medium capacity and persons of great capacity?
When do they acquire the name as a person of middling capacity, and when do they acquire the name of a person of great capacity? Right.
So understanding is when they generate their respective
Is it when they generate the when they enter their respective path, or
before
even
that,
right from the beginning when they start their practice? So, so all of us here are what persons?
6:30 sorry, myself only. Sorry. So what is if they are so, what, where is the defining moment?
Yeah.
Where do we call them after achieving what status? Yeah. Wisdom from hearing or what?
So a person, when a person develops the uncontrived renunciation or uncontrived determination. When a person develops the uncontrived aspiration for liberation, uncontrived, yeah. You know what uncontrived is not?
So can that be the that point would be the wisdom arisen from reflection where there is entertainment. Ascertainment for that.
So in order to be a person of a medium capacity, You need to have developed the uncontrived aspiration for liberation. And this uncontrived aspiration for liberation must be preceded by hearing, reflection, and meditation.
So that means, can we,
we
can't call them persons of medium and great capacity from the onset, right, in that case?
I think in order to be a person of medium capacity, you would have developed an uncontrived aspiration for liberation. And if you are a person of great capacity, then you would have developed an uncontrived bodhicitta or altruistic intention, yeah, which is mean we have the realizations of dosa. No? So otherwise, let's say we call ourselves one of these three, not exactly sure whether that will work or not, basically. So let's say when we are here to study, to reflect and to meditate, let's say with some intention or, you know, a feeling of wanting to achieve full enlightenment, isn't it? Yeah. So I guess we can call ourselves belonging to the type of person of great capacity. But I'm not don't think we can call ourselves a person of great capacity.
I don't know. We still can think. I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay. Our time is
Okay, so please try to come for the discussion session on Sunday. Yeah, we have discussion on Sunday, isn't it? 1:30 PM. Yeah, we will have class, we will celebrate Hari Raya with class, yeah. Yes, we will celebrate Hari Raya with class.
Tuesday there will be class, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'll finish the usual prayers. So,